Hi, y'all. It's Pidigechi Fofa, and I am back for part two of a special request from user Problematic Grimlock, who would like to hear descriptions of hot female celebrities. So last time I did this, I talked about some women from the 1990s who he thought were really hot. And for this one, I'm going to talk about some ladies of today. So three of them are going to be ones that Problematic Grimlock gave to me as descriptions he would like. And then the other ones he said I could pick and could be ladies that I think are hot. So similar to last time, I'm just going to have a Google Chrome browser window open with a bunch of different tabs and images, and I'm going to describe what each of them looks like, any other traits about them, clothes they like to wear, stuff like that. So I hope y'all enjoy. Let's start with Katy Perry, who was one of Grimlock's must-haves. For anyone who doesn't know, Katy Perry is a singer. She is 36 years old. She is American. And she has had quite a range of looks since becoming popular about 10 or so years ago. A lot of the images that I'm seeing now on Google Images are showing her as a blonde, but I think she's a natural brunette, so I'll describe her both as a brunette and a blonde. I personally prefer her as a brunette. I think it just looks way more natural. She's got almost like pitch black, dark, shiny, straight black hair. She's got really big, round blue eyes, and they're like a bright, like very brilliant blue. Her face is very cute and youthful. She has kind of a round face. When she smiles, she's kind of got that like shiny, puffy, like chubby cheek in a cute way. It's very youthful. She's got nice dark eyebrows. She is very light skinned, but she has, like a nice red undertone to her skin, and she is very fit. She's got some great boobs. I would say she looks like she's like a C or a D cup. Like they look like big natural boobs. And as a blonde, I would say she still looks good. It just looks way less natural. I think it kind of makes her look like a throwback to those women from the 90s that I was describing last time that are like very obvious box blondes. It's almost like a brassy yellow. So those are kind of the vibes that she's giving me with this like bright blonde hair and like the dark roots. There's also a couple of photos of her here with like a short bleached pixie cut. I don't think that's the best look for her, but like, let's be totally honest. She's so beautiful that she could wear whatever and do whatever in whatever color and she would still be gorgeous and people would still be all about it. She dresses in a lot of bright colors and a lot of really trendy clothes. So even just looking at these photos from over the past 10 years or so, I'm seeing a lot of bright colored dresses, some big belts, a lot of sparkly stuff. So I would probably say that her like performance wardrobe for the most part is like hyper trendy, almost like Disney princess, but extra sexy and extra sequins and extra bright colors. Like a neon sexy Disney princess. That is probably the best way I could describe what her like performance wear looks like. I think sexually, it's hard to get a good read. She did have that song about kissing a girl that folks either loved or they hated. So the jury is still out on her sexuality or interest in it. but I would say she looks adventurous or at least enthusiastic. Even if she's not really adventurous, I feel like she would at least be a good sport and be present and be excited for whatever it is that you're doing. She wouldn't give you any like disinterested cold fish vibes or anything like that. She looks like she'd be very engaging. Oh my gosh. Okay. So they have a photo of her on here and it's her without makeup. And oh my God, like, she's still so beautiful without makeup. Like, her skin tone is immaculate. It's insane. I'm looking at this picture, and yeah, like, I don't want to sound like one of those people that's like, she looks better without makeup, because that's not what I think it is. I just think that her like skin tone and features without makeup is what a lot of us decent looking hoes are trying to achieve on a daily basis, because her skin tone is even. She has a glow. She's got like a rosy undertone. Her eyebrows are full. They look great. She has long eyelashes. I mean, they could be false. We don't know, but they're visible. She's got this nice, almost like mauve lip tone. And yeah, she looks amazing. I know women who do their makeup to look like they're not wearing makeup who still don't look this good. So good for you. Good on you for just being so naturally beautiful. All right, we're moving on. Let me just get a sip of water. To Grimlock's second pick, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is also an actress. She is 30 years old. And for most of her career, she has been blonde. I do believe she's a natural blonde, but she has also been brunette for several roles. So describing her appearance. So she looks maybe like average height, maybe 5'5", 5'6". In most of these photos, she is blonde, kind of like a medium blonde. So not the bright yellow brassy blonde that I was describing on like women from the 90s, but more of a natural medium blonde with some brighter highlights in there. We don't have like the telltale dark roots giving away that it's not natural. And in most of the photos, she's got longish hair, like about, down past her shoulders, in some photos to her chest, and it ranges between, stick straight and wavy. I'm guessing the wavy is closer to natural because it's in more of these photos. Her face is really cute. She still looks pretty young for being 30, even when she's in like full, red carpet makeup. Similar to Katy Perry, she's got a round face. She's got really full cheeks. I think she has a little more of a defined jawline than Katy Perry does. She is a little more tan in the skin than Katy Perry, who I think is more along the like stereotypical like Snow White look, where Katy Perry is very, very light skinned with dark hair. Jennifer Lawrence, I think, has more of that like stereotypical surfer girl look, where she's got this like medium skin tone, and then that medium blonde hair. She also has blue eyes. They are a bit more almond shaped, and in the photos where she's wearing a lot of eye makeup, the like really dark eyeliner really gives her this kind of like alluring, sexy look. I think her body is amazing. She looks, like I said, average height, but she looks really like sporty and still curvy. So typically, a lot of celebrities on the thinner side that we see end up having to sacrifice, curviness in one way or another to stay really thin. And while Jennifer Lawrence is a thin woman, she still has hips, she has a nice chest, she has a nice butt. Like, she somehow managed to keep a lot of desirable shapes and curves while also still looking athletic and also, you know, probably only weighing 125 pounds or something. Her wardrobe is kind of all over the place looking at these photos. I get the impression based on, you know, things she's said in interviews and things in these photos that when she is on her own time, she dresses very casual. So like sweatpants, athleisure, t-shirts, shorts, that kind of thing. And then when she goes to these events, she dresses up in these like designer gowns. There's a lot of like thin strapped or strapless gowns that show a lot of cleavage, which looks amazing on her. She looks particularly good in red and black and like a dark charcoal gray based on the photos that she's wearing. I don't see her in a ton of bright colors, so I think that at least her stylists, or when she is off the clock, just kind of has her more in, I don't want to say neutrals, but I'll just say sort of like standard colors as opposed to the, you know, neon rainbow bright that we saw on Katy Perry. I think sexually, Jennifer Lawrence would be like a delight. She looks adventurous. She looks like she'd be ready to try anything. Like, she might surprise you. I would be 10,000% down to do whatever she wanted. Maybe learn something. Like, she reminds me of the kind of girl where, like, you think you're experienced, you think you've done things, and she says something like, "Hey, girl, have you tried the stink bug?" And you're like, "What even is the stink bug? I can't even Google this. This isn't even a real thing." And it's something she learned in her hometown before she was famous. So that is the vibe I'm getting from her 100%. Also, I'm pretty sure she'd be into butt stuff because I did once see an interview with her where she was saying that as a gag gift, a friend of hers bought her a bunch of butt plugs of different sizes. And she had them at a hotel. And like the punchline of the story was that she threw them all like under the bed or something in the hotel room. And then when housekeeping cleaned her room, they lined them up in size order, like on the dresser. And that's a fun gag gift and all. But also, like, I can't help but think that that was from a friend who also knew she might use them. So yeah, so maybe she's got them laying around still. We can go on a date, come back to her house and get all those butt plugs out and experiment. So that is what I would imagine for Jennifer Lawrence. Our next lady and request from Grimlock is Elizabeth Olsen. I definitely think Elizabeth Olsen is the prettiest and most stable of the Olsen twins, or the Olsen family, especially compared to the Olsen twins. She is 5'6" and 31 years old. Based on the images I'm seeing, it looks like she might also be a natural blonde, similar to her very famous twin sisters. But in a lot of photos, she has a range of hair colors from, you know, bright bleach blonde to dark brown. And she looks amazing in all of them. She's got a really, really interesting face shape. So she has this like heart-shaped face where the top half of her face from like the cheek up is very full. She's got the same kind of like full, you know, chubby cheek deal that the other two women I described had. But the bottom half of her face gets much more like gaunt and angular. So she has the most angular and pointy jawline and chin of the women that I've described. And it just gives her a really distinctive face shape, particularly in profile, because she's just got all of these angles that really shine when you're not looking at her head on. She also has blue eyes. They're like very big, round eyes. A small, cute nose. She has full, pouty looking lips. Also in these photos, she really just has a variety of hair lengths and textures. She's got everything from short hair with bangs to, you know, long wavy hair, brunette, as I mentioned, and looks amazing in all of it. Because she's done a lot of different roles, I see a lot of different clothing for her. It looks like for professional wear, she is put into a lot of trendy gowns. So not trendy in the sense like I described with Katy Perry, where it was kind of that like neon Disney princess. This almost looks a little more vintage. So I'm seeing a lot of jewel tone. I'm seeing a lot of like long sleeves, but still showing cleavage, or a lot of cuts and fabric of dresses that might be more associated with like the 60s and 70s. So I think that her stylist might be trying to dress her in a more vintage or throwback way. I'm trying to see what it looks like her style is when she is off the clock, and it's hard to tell. I imagine that when you have this much money and you're this pretty, you just kind of wear whatever the fuck you want. And if it's, you know, sweatpants and a tank top, it's that. And then the next day, if it's $5,000, you know, jeans or a dress, then that's what you do too. Because, yeah, I'm seeing like a variety of styles in these photos here. And she looks great in all of them. She also has a really athletic body, and she has a nice, like, subtle hourglass shape. I would say that she's not as shapely as Jennifer Lawrence is, and her boobs aren't as big as Katy Perry's, but still, like, these are just comparisons. They are not better than the other. She still has an amazing body and looks great. I would say sexually, she might be vanilla. I'm getting vanilla vibes, and that's not anything bad or wrong or anything like that, but I'm getting vanilla vibes. You know, she might have a praise kink. She might want to be told that she's really pretty or being taken care of. I think if anything, if she had any kinks, I would guess maybe like DDLG. She just looks like someone who might want to be doted on and taken care of. And I'm fine with that. I mean, women can also be daddies. I would be willing to be a femme daddy for her. Give her whatever she wants. Maybe we can borrow some of Jennifer Lawrence's butt plugs and see if she would be up for some experimenting. Okay, so we're going to move into two celebrities that I think are really attractive, and then one last weird wild card one. So here we go. So the first celebrity that I picked is Gina Torres, for a couple of reasons. One, she has shown up in a couple of things I've watched recently, and I've just been like shocked at how incredibly gorgeous she is. And two, because I actually saw her one time when I was still living in LA. I went to the Westfield Mall in Culver City, and I was in the food court, and I saw a really tall, pretty woman, and I was just staring at her. And the person that I was with, I was like, hey, doesn't she look familiar? And we saw that she was wearing like a Fox Searchlight hat, and we were like, oh my God, that's that actor, Gina Torres. And she was there with like her hair in a hat and no makeup on and like a sweatsuit on. And it was striking to me, like, that she looked so different from, like, you know, the rest of the peasants who were just, like, eating their gross Chinese food at the mall or their, like, lukewarm Sbarro pizza. And she, like, just stood out and, like, glowed. So I know firsthand that her beauty is real. So Gina Torres is 5'10", so we have a tall woman. And she is 51. She's 51, and she like tops looks late 30s. So Gina Torres is, she's tall and she looks tall. She absolutely has like tall boss bitch energy. She is this beautiful, deep golden brown complexion. I believe she is Afro-Latina. She has a variety of hairstyles in her photos, ranging from, you know, just like straight black hair to really curly to a golden shoulder length, like big waves. And not surprisingly, they all look amazing. Her face is super, super beautiful. She has more of a square face shape than some of the other women that I've described. So she has really wonderful bone structure. Her cheekbones, her jawline, her chin, everything is really well defined. So her face is super well defined, but not overly angular. She still has this like softness to her. She also has these peachy undertones in her skin that when she's photographed in natural light just sort of give her this warm, warm glow. She has really nice brown eyes, more of a like almond shape, but still very like bright and present. She's got excellent thick eyebrows. She's got a cute nose. She's got very full lips and a lovely smile. And I would say, like, you know, don't at all underestimate, like, whatever her workout is, whatever they have her doing, she looks amazing. There is an episode of this terrible show called Claws where she is caught having an affair with someone, like being a dominatrix to them, and she's wearing lingerie and like her body's insane. So she definitely has an hourglass shape. She's very muscular, like visible muscles on her arms, visible six pack. Like, this woman could kick your ass any day of the week. And yeah, like, I want to know what workouts she does because she looks incredible. Her fashion and style is also all over the place. And I think really what I'm seeing is that, yeah, if you have money and you have a versatile look, just wear whatever you want. What I'm seeing in these photos is that she looks really, really great in light yellow and green. It really works well against her brown skin. There are some photos here of her wearing like a yellow dress or a yellow top, and it looks amazing. She wears a lot of black on the red carpet, which isn't an issue, but I think just like these photos where she's like outdoors and wearing these like brighter pastel colors really just sort of lets those like peach undertones shine. It just really complements her features. I think probably I'm biased because I did see that episode of Claws where she was a dominatrix, but I'm gonna go ahead and guess that she would be a dominatrix. Why wouldn't she be? She's muscular as fuck. She's 5'10". She is an older, more experienced woman. Why wouldn't she want to step on people and tell them how much they suck? She'd be perfect at it, and she wouldn't even have to lie. She could just tell us all how we're all trash goblins and we don't deserve her, and now she's going to step on us with a shoe that is worth more than our car is worth. And you know what? I would let her. I would absolutely let it happen and thank her for the opportunity. Okay, so my last pick of women to describe is Doja Cat. So Doja Cat is the youngest of the celebrities we're talking about today. She is 25 years old. She's 5'3". That's also my height. She is a singer, primarily like hip hop and pop. She is biracial. She is black and white. So she has a, she's still fairly light. So I would say, like, on the scale, we've had, you know, at the far end of very light Katy Perry with, like, the Snow White look. And then we have Gina Torres, who is a, like, golden brown, over on the other spectrum. And then I would say Doja Cat is maybe like two-thirds of the way on the scale, where she's like a really nice light brown. It's really hard to tell what her natural, I mean, her natural hair is likely dark, but she wears a lot of wigs and a lot of neon wigs. So I would say that her style is similar to Katy Perry's in that it's a lot of neons, it's a lot of trendy stuff, it's a lot of really sexy, revealing clothes. But I would say Doja Cat's goes a little further in that she wears like a lot of leather or a lot of just like straight up bra and underwear and things like that. So her, like, the sexy meter is cranked all the way up for her. And yeah, a ton of neon wigs. We've got pink wigs, blue wigs, green ones, blonde ones, of, you know, all lengths and everything. So there's a rainbow of wigs. Her face is super cute. I definitely have a big crush on her. She's got like a very Lolita look to her in the face because her face looks really young. She's got really big, round brown eyes, like inquisitive looking eyebrows. She has a narrow nose. And she has like light pink full lips, and her body is absurd. So she has, I'd say like an average size chest, very small waist, and then her butt and hips are just like so shapely and thick. Like it is absolutely absurd that she has those proportions naturally. There are a lot of videos of her dancing and twerking, and I have watched all the ones that I can find. I'm super here for it. I really like her voice when she speaks and when she sings. It's got like a really sweet, but also, I don't want to say scratchy. She does a lot with her voice in what's called creaky register, which is something that is sometimes stigmatized in the speech of females. I won't go into it in too much detail, but basically it's the when people talk a little like this. So when it's creaky is really what it is, sometimes called vocal fry. She uses a lot of that in her natural speech and also as a tool when she's singing. And I think it achieves a really interesting mix between her like higher pitched, really sweet sounding voice, and then that switch in vocal register down to a more creaky, lower pitched zone where that's a bit edgier, it's a bit sexier, it's a little ages her voice up a little bit. And yeah, I very much enjoy it. Her makeup is absurd. You know, it's like high shine lip gloss and bright eyeshadow and things like that. I think that it gives her a super youthful look. It's not my favorite look, but I mean, who am I kidding? If she was in front of me, she could wear whatever and I'd be like, absolutely, let's go. She has revealed quite a bit about her sexual preferences on social media, and she is submissive and freaky, and I'm here for all of it. So, you know, here's what we can do. We can start the day getting the butt plugs from Jennifer Lawrence, seeing if Elizabeth Olsen is down to experiment with them, get stepped on and told that I'm a piece of shit by Gina Torres, and then go step on Doja Cat with a pair of Doc Martens. It's a busy day, but I think with, like, you know, some caffeine, a prayer, a recreational drug or two, Like, we can do this. There's 24 whole hours in a day for us to do this with. Okay. So this last one I decided to add on here because I've had some folks ask me what I look like. And so I thought I would use a celebrity who's been called my doppelganger to describe myself. So I'm looking up Alia Shawkat. She was in Arrested Development. She was in Search Party. She was in a couple other independent films. I've been told that I look a lot like her. We're actually even the same ethnicities. So she is also half Arab, half European white, and so am I. Apparently, there's only so many ways that that can look. So Alia Shawkat is 5'5", so she's a little taller than me, and she's 31, so she's a little younger than me. But other than that, she is medium light and has freckles, as do I. She's got short, curly black hair, and it's very voluminous. She has like medium to large brown eyes that have more of an almond shape to them. She has thick, dark eyebrows. When she smiles, she has really pronounced, like, I don't know what they're called on your face, but they're the lines that go like from your, like, the middle of your nose to the corners of your mouth. Like, those smile lines are really pronounced on her. She's got a round face and a tapered chin. She has a nice smile. I would say, like, her body is average. Like, it is a really nice body. There's really nothing, you know, particularly unproportionate or, like, remarkable about it. It is, like, a body anyone, I'm sure, would be happy to have or happy to be with, but it just looks proportionate for her height, like, slight hourglass shape. She looks like she is very fit. But yeah, so that is kind of what I look like. I'm 5'3". I am also very light. I mean, some of that you can glean from folks who are sighted can see in my photos. I am on the, I'm muscular but thicker. So I weigh about 165 pounds. I am a bit more exaggerated in proportion than Alia is, more of an hourglass figure, like larger on the bottom than I am on the top. I also have freckles. I also have short, thick curly black hair and large eyebrows. I would say some differences between me and Alia are that I have green eyes and she has brown eyes, and her nose is a bit softer, whereas mine is a little more angular. And her lip color is a bit more naturally like reddish pink, whereas I'm one of those weirdos who my lip color is actually not that different from my natural skin color, so like super, super pale. So yeah, I don't know if that was helpful at all for anyone who is curious what I looked like in the face, but yeah, Google Alia Shawkat. That is about as close as you get without it being me. Probably a little bit better, so just imagine that that's what I look like. Okay, so that's it for me for tonight. I hope you enjoyed and have a good one.